KJAN Sports.
It is time to check sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Well, let's check local high school sports first from last night. Girls high school softball from the Hawkeye 10 Conference. It was Glenwood defeating Sioux City East 6-5. St. Albert fell to Thomas Jefferson 21-4. Western Iowa Conference, Griswold beat East Mills 19-9. IKM Manning over Booyer Valley 17-0. Westwood beat Missouri Valley 12-0. From the Rolling Valley Conference, it was Exira EHK defeating CAM 6-5. Also in girls softball, from the Corner Conference, Lennox over Essex 12-2. Stanton beat Orient Maxburg 15-8. Pride of Iowa Conference play saw Earlham beat Nottoway Valley 17-0. In baseball last night from the Hawkeye 10, it was Trainer over Denison 11-10. Iowa City West beat Lewis Central 10-0. West Des Moines Valley over Lewis Central 7-6. Bishop Heelan Catholic beat Glenwood 21-0. From the Rolling Valley Conference, it was CAM over Exira EHK 11-2. In the Western Iowa Conference, Griswold beat East Mills 7-6. From the Corner Conference, Stanton over Orient Maxburg 18-1. And also in the Pride of Iowa, Martinsdale St. Mary's beat Panorama 12-4. In Major League Baseball action last night, Derek Dietrich had four hits, including a homer, and he drove in three runs as the Miami Marlins sailed by the St. Louis Cardinals 11-3. Miami has now won two straight games after snapping a six-game losing streak. They'll finish that three-game series today. We'll have that game for you live here on the radio. It's an early contest. 11:20 this morning is our pregame show, and 12:15 first pitch, Cards-Marlins, later today here on the radio. Elsewhere in the National League, San Diego beat Atlanta 3-1. San Francisco in 10 innings, 5-4 over Arizona. Pittsburgh beat the Dodgers 11-9. Colorado over Cincinnati 6-3. Jason Hayward hit a two-out grand slam in the bottom of the ninth inning to lead the Chicago Cubs past Philadelphia 7-5. In the American League, Justin Upton's third homer in four games helped the Los Angeles Angels defeat the Kansas City Royals 4-3. Angels starter Shohei Ohtani was removed from the game before the start of the fifth inning because of a blister on his pitching hand. Elsewhere in the AL, the Yankees beat Toronto in 13 innings, 3-0. Boston over Detroit, 7-1. Texas beat Oakland, 8-2. Houston, 7-5 over Seattle. Chicago beat Minnesota, 5-2. In interleague play, Washington over Tampa Bay, 11-2. Baltimore beat the New York Mets, 1-0. And Cleveland over Milwaukee by a 3-1 final. A red Shane Deans, the Hall of Fame second baseman who managed the St. Louis Cardinals to two pennants and a World Series championship, died on Wednesday. He was 95 years old. Alfred Fred Shane Deans wore the Cardinals uniform for 45 seasons as a player, coach, and manager, and he remained involved as a special assistant to the general manager. A 10-time All-Star with the Cardinals, Giants, and Braves, Shane Deans was elected to the Hall of Fame in 1989 by the Veterans Committee. He ranked second in Cardinals history with 1,041 managerial victories. His number two jersey was retired in 1996. St. Louis Cardinals have lost right-hander Alex Reyes for the rest of the season. He had Tommy John surgery Wednesday in Philadelphia. Cardinals general manager Michael Gurr said recovery time is expected to be 6 months, and the team expects Reyes to be ready for spring training. Gurr said the good news is that when they went in, the tendon was partially frayed. Los Angeles Angels shortstop Andrelton Simmons was placed on the 10-day disabled list Wednesday because of a sprained right ankle. Simmons was injured Tuesday when he slipped coming down the dugout stairs before a 1-0 win over the Kansas City Royals. He left the game after the second inning. The Arizona Diamondbacks have acquired outfielder John Jay in a trade with the Kansas City Royals in exchange for two minor league pitchers. With two outfielders on the disabled list, the 33-year-old Jay gives Arizona an experienced outfielder they desperately need. A.J. Pollock is out with a fractured thumb and Steven Souza Jr. with a right pectoral strain. Jay is a career 290 hitter and is in his ninth year in the major leagues. Arizona sent Elvis Luciano and Gabe Spire to Kansas City. Luciano is an 18-year-old right-hander from the Dominican Republic, while Spire is a 23-year-old lefty who's in his sixth year in professional baseball. Well, Kevin Durant scored a playoff career-high 43 points, including a long three-pointer in the final minute, and the Golden State Warriors beat the Cleveland Cavaliers 110-102 in Game 3 of the NBA Finals. That win moved the Warriors within a game of their second straight NBA title and third in 4 years. Cleveland came back from a 3-1 deficit to stun the Warriors in the 2016 NBA Finals, but no team has ever come back from a 3-0 deficit in the NBA playoffs. LeBron James had 33 points, 10 rebounds, and 11 assists for the Cavs, and Kevin Love added 20 points. Game four is Friday night, and again, that'll be in Cleveland. The Stanley Cup final shifts back to Las Vegas for game five tonight. The Washington Capitals are a win away from the first title in the franchise's 43-year history as they hold a 3-1 lead in that best-of-seven series with the Vegas Golden Knights. Washington has scored 16 goals in four games against the reeling Golden Knights. Well, John Beilein has decided he's staying on as head basketball coach at Michigan after exploring the possibility of coaching the Detroit Pistons. Beilein tweeted Wednesday, "I love the University of Michigan, and I'm excited about coaching our men's basketball team next season and in the years to come." The 65-year-old Beilein has coached at Michigan for 11 seasons with a 248-143 record. He's led the Wolverines to two Final Fours, losing in the national title game this year and in 2013. Three former Michigan State University football players accused in the sexual assault of a woman won't be going to jail after pleading guilty. Josh King, Donnie Corley Jr., and Demetric Vance were sentenced Wednesday to 3 years probation, as well as sex offender treatment and therapy. They pleaded guilty in April to seducing an unmarried woman. That's a reduced charge. They could have been imprisoned for up to 5 years. The PGA Tour is in Memphis, Tennessee for the St. Jude Classic that starts today at TPC Southwind. A week ahead of the U.S. Open at Shinnecock Hills, New York, defending U.S. Open champ Brooks Koepka will tee it up in Memphis. The number two-ranked Dustin Johnson, a winner in Memphis in 2012, and Phil Mickelson are also in the field. That includes six of the world's top 28 ranked players. And Kentucky Derby and Preakness winner Justify arrived in New York on Wednesday ahead of his weekend run in the Belmont Stakes. Justify will face nine rivals on Saturday as he attempts to become the 12th horse in racing history to win the Triple Crown. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.